Welcome to the West Elk Word. I'm Tony Todd, here today with Arvin Ram, owner of Towny Books and Rumors Coffee and Tea House. Arvin is also an author and a 2022 McDowell Fellow, and we'll learn what that means in a moment. He's been recognized for his stories centered on diverse perspectives in the American West. He's also the director of the Mountain Words Literary Festival. Is that what it's called? Literary festival, or is the book festival?
You know, we dropped the literary part quite a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mountain Words Festival.
Yep.
That's it. I like that. Getting set for its 7th year this May.
Yes.
At the Crested Butte Center for the Arts. Arvin, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about you as a writer and what that fellowship means.
Sure.
And you're kind of a big literary advocate. You eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. So
yeah.
Tell us what gets you out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, this is exactly it. My wife and I, we started the bookstore 18 years ago, right about now. And we have always been fortunate to do these things in Crested Butte with books and authors. And for myself, I'd always been a writer, been working on different manuscripts and books over the years, and some, you know, things fizzled out, some things are buried in the ground, but that's just part of the writing life. Things, you get to the end sometimes and they don't quite work out. But I've also had some successes, and being a McDowell Fellow is part of that. McDowell is one of the country's oldest arts institutions. They support artists from all backgrounds and all different types of artists, people who are dancers, painters, singer-songwriters, all kinds of people. You go into the woods in New Hampshire, into these beautiful cabins, and you get to do your art all day long. And it's a wonderful experience, and that's something you apply for. And you have other artists from around the country look at your work and decide if you are a good fit for that community of artists. And I was incredibly fortunate to apply and get in and create that, you know, that 2022 kind of like almost not quite post-COVID era, get to connect with people who were also working on pieces of artwork that were significant to them and to quite possibly the larger community. So McDowell has lots of people who come out of it, you know, and go on to win Emmys and Academy Awards and, you know, those are the more shiny people. But you have people that are, you know, Pulitzer Prize and Booker Prize people for their writing set. And yeah, it's just a really exciting kind of like chapter in my writing life.
How long did you get to stay there?
I stay 3 weeks. Some people can stay up to 3 months.
Wow.
But I've got kids, I've got a mm-hmm. business, I've got a town to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really interesting kind of thing where you're with people who are from the city, who for a lot of them, this is their first kind of rural experience, was being in the woods in New Hampshire, and which the town, it's near Peterborough. It's the place where the play Our Town was written. That's kind of like one of their things that they talk about in Peterborough, New Hampshire. But to me, it was just like being like in another Colorado town is what it sort of looked and felt like for me. It was wintertime. And so one, you know, cool thing is I skied a lot there. I took my cross-country skis and skied around these like beautiful grounds all over in this sort of enclosed space with acres and acres of just open space. It was amazing. And some of the other artists had never seen someone cross-country skiing. They were blown away by that. But anyways, that's just an aside. You know, it's just kind of a funny, you know, thing to bring my bit of Colorado rural life to that setting.
That's cool. Did any inspiration come out of that experience? Did you get started on something, or
I was in the middle of my own novel that I've been working on for a couple of years now that, you know, I was able to just like have every single moment of the day that I wanted to be able to work on it without interruption. The other nice thing about McDowell is they make your meals for you.
Mm.
So you don't have to worry about lunch, breakfast, dinner at all. So they leave like a little picnic basket at your door for lunch. And then you join all the other artists for dinner. That's part of the other, you know, like why this is such a special place, is because they really take care of all the other things so you can just focus on your artwork.
Have you kept in touch with any of those folks?
I have, yes. Yeah, actually, this year, our playwright in residence that were working with the Mountain Theater to bring to Crested Butte that was someone else who was at McDowell with me. And this person has been a playwright for their entire adult life, and they've had many awards and recognitions, and they're going to do some work with the Mountain Theater. And they're also going to teach a workshop on creativity at the festival.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the festival, what's unique about it? What's unique about this particular festival compared to other literary or book fairs and festivals?
This festival is very intimate, and it's very personal, and it's very purposeful in that the people that are coming here have a desire to be here. A lot of festivals are very, if I can find the right word, not exactly commercial, but they're just part of a circuit that authors, mm-hmm. they come and go. They do their talk, the same talk you'll see in New York or LA or Pittsburgh. I mean, they do, you know, a lot of times if you see authors on the regular, you know, they're usually saying the same things from place to place. And, you know, when the authors that come here are really excited to be here in this town at this time, and it's a very special experience for them. And I think that creates a really special experience for anyone at the festival who are coming to engage or see or listen. And I think, and I've seen the difference. I grew up going to the Miami-Dade Book Fair, which is one of the biggest in the country. And it's an international book fair. So you can spend an entire weekend. For instance, they have all French-speaking authors, Spanish-speaking authors,
wow.
Different languages, and in addition to, but it's very bustling, and you come and you go and you're running off to the next session and things like that. In this festival, people tend to linger, think, engage. A lot of the authors are very accessible, whereas a lot of festivals, they're sort of whisked away to their next thing, or they, you know, they're not engaging outside of that 45 minutes that they get. You know, you'll see them buying books alongside other authors, and it's a really cool experience. You know, like, it's a really special thing that we have, where we have that level of intimacy and connection with the authors that come here.
Those big festivals are fun, but there's a distance that you feel there. You feel far from what's being sort of produced for you.
Yeah, it's very...
Here you're a part of it.
It's, yeah, those big festivals tend to be a little bit more passive. And nothing against them. They're great. You know, one of the biggest in the country is the Tucson Book Festival that just happened a couple of weeks ago. The Tucson Book Festival has authors that are doing the circuit, and they're going through the motions of, like, speaking to panels or audiences. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a little different here. I think you're getting a bit more of a special experience. You know, for instance, we can get into a little bit later talking about the authors and things like that. So you're seeing beloved Shelley Reed in conversation with this year, Paula McLean, who's a internationally recognized author. You know, that grounds that entire experience for you, because you've read Goes a River, and you might have read Paula McLean's previous book, Paris Wife. And she has a brand new book. So now you're exploring a new work that you might not have yet picked up with someone that you feel very comfortable with. And that really lends to a different experience, I think.
How do you choose the presenters and teachers that you bring to the festival?
It's a multi-layered process. You know, it happens through connections I've already made, you know, with people. People are recommended to me by other authors, by publishers, by, you know, people that I've had an eye on that I've been wanting to bring here over the years and made connection with and foster a relationship with. For instance, Nina McConaughey is coming this year. She's someone I've been a friend with for not terribly long, but she wrote an incredible book over 10 years ago, Cowboys and East Indians, which was performed in Denver. It was turned into a play. It was a short story collection. They turned it into a play. It was performed in Denver recently. My wife and I went to go see it. It was incredible. She has a novel, How to Commit a Post-Colonial Murder, which is a really interesting novel that, you know, looks at the American West from a completely different experience. And I'd been talking to Nina, and then finally her book came out, and all these things are sort of cascading, and it's perfect timing to bring someone like that in. And Nina is someone you'll see in conversation with people. She'll be teaching. She'll be interacting on all kinds of different levels at the festival. And I'm really excited to do that. And so is she. She's someone who she teaches in University of Colorado.
I hope I got that right.
One of those. she's, you know, someone who loves writers, engages with people from all different levels. And she does this across the West. She does this for different organizations and things like that. But she is really excited to be here, which I think will be really special.
Who else?
We have Ben Goldfarb, you know, which is, if you've been to the festival recently, he had a book a couple years ago called Eager, which is about beavers and beaver habitat. And it's a deeply interesting, funny, very engaging book about beaver habitat and ecosystems. And Ben loves being here. He's a Salida resident, he and his family, and they love coming here for the festival. This is just a really great opportunity. And he really anchors a lot of like the science-based writing that we have at the festival. And it's really wonderful. And he has had so many experiences in those worlds that he can really communicate. He's a really wonderful science communicator. So he can really distill things for the audience. He's just been really wonderful at that.
So nonfiction, fiction, poetry?
Ben covers a lot of the nonfiction, poetry, lots of poetry this year. We have a National Book Award finalist, Tiana Clark, coming to speak. And she will be engaged with Rajiv Mahabir, who'd come in previous years. He's another teacher on the Front Range, professor. And there'll be some other people, including my very original mentor from 20 plus years ago. His name is Michael Hedick. He's had an incredible career as a working poet. And he'll be in conversation with Erica Reed, who also teaches at the graduate program here at Western. And so they're going to be in conversation around what is it like to have a life as a poet? Like, what does that look like? How does that shape your world and your life and how you interact with people? And that I'm really looking forward to. Michael has been just a connection I've had forever and ever. And this seemed like a good year for Michael to come out to the festival. So I hope people will have a chance to take one of his workshops and listen to his talk with Erica. I think that'll be really incredible.
It's kind of a smattering of those things, too. There are opportunities to actually workshop with some of these people and improve your own writing, if you're so inclined, or to listen to panel discussions where folks gather around a table and there's more than one voice and they can all sort of share in a conversation, like eavesdropping as a fly on the wall on a conversation between writers, and then the one-on-ones as well, right?
Meaning, I guess, really me in the last couple of years. So I was mostly a volunteer person helping. I was helping, you know, organize the festival with other volunteers, and specifically Brooke McMillan, who was a person at the Center for the Arts who had done so many incredible things in all different arenas at the center. But this was her baby, and we pulled it together every year to do this. And as of a little over 2 years ago now, she stepped away to be the editor of the CB magazine, and I stepped in to be the full-time organizer for the festival. And so part of that is I've really distilled a lot of these talks down to one-on-ones, which I think is more engaging, you know, depending on how I put things together and like the thoughtfulness that I try to add to everything that you as a festival goer are going to sit down and listen to, and make it not only easy for you to digest, but more fulfilling.
If you are just joining us here today on the West Elk Word, I'm Tony Todd, here with Arvin Ram, director of Cresta Butte's Mountain Words Festival. Who else is coming? I read Benjamin Percy.
That's a name I know. Ben Percy. Mm-hmm. Ben Percy. So excited about Ben Percy. Ben Percy is someone I've been a fan of for a long time through a couple of his different mediums. He is currently working on a serialized story with Stephen King. You can go online and look that up. He has written all kinds of things for Marvel Comics. He writes for Star Wars. He writes screenplays and works on movies and does all kinds of cool things. And he also has an incredible book called Thrill Me about writing, which is really fun and engaging and, you know, sort of like talks about his style of writing that is obviously exciting enough that Stephen King calls Ben Percy his favorite writer. That's kind of where, you know, Ben is in his career. He's really someone who old school writers love and newer writers also love. And he's just a really wonderful, cool person. So we're going to have Ben teaching a little bit. We're going to have Ben in conversation with a gentleman named Dan McClellan. If you are on the internets, Dan McClellan might be a familiar face. He has a book called The Bible Says So. It's about things that we get wrong or misinterpret in the Bible. He has a very engaging presence online. In these videos, so I put these two gentlemen together because in these videos, at the end of every video, he points out his t-shirt, which is always the cover of a comic book or a superhero. And it's something that you don't really get a lot of context for why this person who is a biblical scholar always wears these comic book t-shirts. So I'm going to have Ben Percy and Dan McClellan in conversation about comics and talking about comic books and how that's affected both of their lives and their work, and how these gentlemen who do sort of like intense high-level academic study or work in different arenas, a lot of their careers boil down to comic books and what that has meant for them. So that's just a taste of how I put these things together.
Oh, cool.
Because I really want to hear that conversation. That's what I would really personally love, and I think other people would get something out of that as well.
Do these two people know each other? Have they met before?
No. And they're very excited to do this.
Good.
So it'll be really cool, and I hope other people decide to engage with that as well.
Who else do you want to point out?
Oh, my goodness.
There's so many. I know. It's a long list.
I know. We've got... So this year, we saw Cosmo Langsfeld. He's our newest Gunnison Valley debut author. He has a book called Salvation. He is doing an event, I know, next week in Denver with Shelley, which is very generous of her to sort of lend her starshine to Cosmo, whose book is coming out and, you know, has been well-reviewed. And, you know, this is also something I just want to point out with this burgeoning ecosystem of authors and books and things that are happening in the Valley, that these things seem to all be happening simultaneously. And it's really exciting and beautiful to see Shelley's work reach out into the world. And also now we have a brand new book from Cosmo, who is known in different circles in our community. And so Cosmo will be there. He'll be in conversation with a longtime friend of his that comes and goes from the Valley, Dane Barr. A lot of people know Dane. And Dane also has a new book, and they'll be in conversation. We have Megan Kate Nelson. She was a Pulitzer Prize finalist a couple years ago. This will be either her third or fourth book. It's called The Westerners, Mythmaking and Belonging in the American West. And that'll be a really fun nonfiction listen for people who are big nonfiction fans. A lot of people don't read one genre or the other. And mm-hmm. I think this will be a really interesting look at the American West.
That leads me to ask you a question about that. I know that this is a writer's festival at its core. Yeah. But what about those who maybe don't fancy themselves as writers, but just enjoy a good story? Is there something at this festival for them as well?
If you come on Saturday, if you choose one day as someone who's not necessarily a reader, if you come on Saturday and you attend every single thing in the Steady Theater at the Center for the Arts, which is free and open to the public, you will leave feeling like you went to a TED Talk festival. I mean, that's kind of the level of engagement. I think going back to literary and like using that word, one of the reasons why we have sort of like leaned a little bit away from that word is because I think people maybe think that these talks are academic or they're like classrooms or they're lessons, but it's not. It's a very, it's an engaging conversation on a different level that you always can get something out of, no matter where you are, you know, as a reader or as someone who listens to podcasts or someone who, you know, watches just YouTube videos from your favorite creators. This is definitely something that you can sit down and listen to and get something out of. I mean, I think this is something that I've created for the community to engage with as many people as possible.
Why are these festivals still so important to creators as a place to gather? Why does that matter? I mean, we think about writing as something you do. You sit down with a pad and paper or a keyboard and off you go. Why do you need other people?
One of the things that I've come to realize since doing this over the years is it's really the community that you're creating of gathering and discussing and engaging that has become so important for writers. The 21st century writer really, wherever you are in your writing world, engaging with the community is an important component. If you're going to go forward in a writing career, you know, having community is a giant component that you have to have. Having some network of people around you who can look at your work, who you can talk about opportunities with, who you can discuss moving forward with what you do as a writer is huge. So when we have these gatherings and people come out and they're taking workshops Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's one of the biggest opportunities you can to connect with someone. And that's been very important to me personally. You know, that's how I've created an entire festival. That's how I move through the writing world. It's how I, you know, get invited to other festivals myself to speak and things like that.
How do you feel about this in light of our new technology and some of the worries and stresses and even some of the creative, quote unquote, creative work that's being developed using artificial intelligence? Where does the human element come in here and how do we preserve it? Can this help with that?
Yeah, we're just figuring this all out right now, mm-hmm. on the fly as we're literally sitting here, like thinking and talking about this stuff. It's, you know, the human element is always going to be the most important part of this. Learning and listening and using all of our faculties as human beings to really dig deep into story and shared spaces and how we connect as human beings. That's entirely what this is all about. The AI stuff and the technology and all that, you know, it's still figuring out what its place is. I have a little bit of comfort in the fact that if you walked into the bookstore and you grabbed a book that was published, for instance, by Penguin Random House, on the very inside cover where all the Library of Congress information is, it says no part of this book has been produced by AI. Mm. So I feel like the guardrails are still up as far as, you know, what we're consuming as readers. But I think it's still yet to see what really happens in the future with writing and AI.
I feel like storytelling is inherently human, that we have this drive to tell stories. And I think writers become writers because maybe they have that drive in spades. You know, they really have a desire to tell a story. And it needs to be their own story, you know, the one they researched, the one they came up with. And so as long as that drive continues and exists in human beings, I think we'll have original work coming from humans who maybe take pride in the story they've told to some degree as well.
Yeah. And I see this at all levels as someone who, you know, I invite everybody to this festival who wants to work on everything from their very personal memoir that they don't plan on like publishing. They just want to share a story with their family or the people closest to them, mm-hmm. to people who all the way are like, have been working on a project and they just need to figure out what their next step is with getting it published. So it's a huge swath of people working in this arena. But as far as the technological part, only you can tell your story. Only you can sit down and talk about what it was like to live in the Gunnison Valley in the 1980s or wherever. And nothing can replace that.
Tell us how folks can attend, sign up, be a part of this.
You can go on to mtnwords.org. And there you can check out all the different passes we have for students, seniors, veterans, other ways you can engage. You can see all of our free events. You can see the authors that are coming. You can see what our schedule is. Yep, so all your information will be there. And you can also go through the Center for the Arts webpage, Crested Butte Center for the Arts.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What else, Arvin? Any last words?
You know, I just want to point out, we have the projects I've been working on for this festival for many years is bringing Terry Tempest Williams to the festival. And Terry Tempest Williams is familiar to so many people who are writers in the West. Her work has been important to people across the country and in the world for humanizing our environmental struggles and really looking at what the human impact is of climate change. And so it's just an incredible opportunity to have someone. Terry hasn't been to Crested Butte in the time I've been here, which is about over 20 years. But I feel like this festival is in a place now to have a really incredible event around Terry Tempest Williams. So really a lot of this, you know, planning that I've done over the last year for the festival has really revolved around Terry Tempest Williams coming to the festival. So
well,
I hope people come to that.
Quite a coup then.
Yes. So if you attend here. One thing this year, you know, that'll be probably it. Terry has a brand new book called The Glorians. People have been passing around copies of Refuge, which is her original book from many, many, many years ago. And so, yeah, I really want people to come and check that out.
Yeah. Well, Arvin Ram, director of the Mountain Words Festival, coming to Crested Butte.
That's right.
Although it's all one big community, really, isn't
it? This is it. This is for everyone. Yeah. I mean, you know, I will say, too, that the library has been a huge supporter of the festival for the last couple of years, and in engaging with them and sending writers to the Gunnison branch, you know, at the same time that we're having the festival here, really makes this a valley-wide event. And that's something that I really want to emphasize, too.
Well, the Mountain Words Festival, May 21st through 24th.
We'll see you there.
See you there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Arvin.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the West Elk Word. You can listen to this or any edition of the program anytime. Go to kbut.org, click Programs, then West Elk Word. Thanks for listening. See you next time.